News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, OnPust was forced to stop TV licence inspections and offer resilience training to staff because of public anger over the RTE payment scandal. And a spokesperson said increased hostility, mainly in the form of verbal abuse, led them to take this action to protect its workers. And Breed Smith, People Before Profit TD, joins us now. Breed, what do you make of this?
Well, I'm kind of not surprised. I mean, a lot of workers in the public sector or in the public eye take abuse. There's a report there this morning of transport workers being seriously abused all the time and increasingly so. But in the context of the scandal in RTE, where people's hard-earned and sometimes not, you know, not wanting to part with the licence money of €160 a year was used in such a corrupt way, in a way that was hiding from the public what was going on, to enhance and to pay certain individuals more than others. Around the whole Ryan Tubridy scandal last year, there was an awful lot of anger. So if somebody knocks on your door and they're representing the issue...
So are you justifying abuse to TV licences, TV licence inspectors?
No, I don't justify abuse of any workers anywhere at any time. I'm just saying I'm not surprised that that is how they got that sort of reaction.
Because can I say to you that one of the union reps of TV licence inspectors claims that their lives have become impossible since, and I'm putting this as a quote, since political parties have signalled permission for a non-payment of the fee. I think that's probably pointing a finger at the likes of yourself, Breed, that they're saying that one of the reasons they got abuse is because political parties wouldn't back the payment of the licence and wouldn't back people adhering to the law of the land.
Well, I think that's a bit over the top. I mean, I didn't advocate that people don't pay the licence. We didn't launch any campaign or go out leafleting or sign petitions, don't pay your licence. What we did articulate was that the licence was being used and abused in a corrupt way by RTE, and that whole scandal revealed it. We didn't sort of say it's okay to abuse workers. So whoever said that is pretty much over the top.
Well, that's a union rep, that's what's being quoted in the papers. I'm not saying it. I'm saying this is what the unions think of what politicians are saying.
Well, I work very closely with the unions all the time. I don't think it's true that they think this of People Before Profit. However, I'll sort it out with them. But you asked me a question. What's my reaction to the fact that workers who are knocking door to door to collect a TV licence are receiving abuse? And I'm saying to you, I'm not surprised, given the level of anger among people about the scandal in RTE, and other than shouting at
okay,
the television or radio,
but that begs the question, Breed.
Who knocks at the door? Sorry,
that begs the question. Though, is it not possible to be against the TV licence and still be respectful or polite to TV licence inspectors who are just doing their job?
It absolutely is. It absolutely is. And I'll answer that question by saying I would never abuse a worker, either a transport worker, a TV licence, or a post worker. Some people do. But the fact that they did does not surprise me, given the level of scandal. And people's frustration when they feel the only thing that I can shout at is that man or that woman at the door because nobody's listening to me.
Okay, but would you be critical of people abusing them? Because now these people are getting resilience training and they're saying their lives are almost impossible.
If anyone in my house did it, I'd be down their throat like a light. It is not their fault. They're just doing a job. The fault lies with the people who run these organisations. But Ciara, I'm genuinely answering you. There's a lot of anger out there about RTE, and that's how people responded. It doesn't surprise me. It's not justified. I mean, heart goes out to all those workers. It should never happen.
Thank you for speaking to us this morning, Breed. That is Breed Smith there, People Before Profit TD.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.